here's my list of things. So I think getting the basics right, that's one of the things I try to live by, because I think it's really difficult to do some of those other exciting marketing and sales initiatives and really be a leader at the table if you don't get the basics right. How do you measure them? Not in percent uptime and everything else, because that really never tells people much about the experience. And I think it's about how do you convey the experience that people have every day. And then you are the business, right? So there's a lot of times where I have people in my own team that are just very confused about, you know, where they work, because sometimes they talk about, well, the business wants. But you know what? We are the business. And actually, there's not many companies that can operate today effectively, efficiently, or grow unless they have the right IT structure, landscape, infrastructure behind them. So actually, you are the business. This is the manufacturing operation. It's also the thing that allows us to connect with consumers and customers. And then the other is executing. How do we execute? Because, you know, one of the things that also drives the credibility way down is that estimating projects and delivery and output and return on investment, you know, when you're not accurate on those things, you know, it all kind of goes out the window. And then, of course, you know, I talked about these tangible outcomes, but, you know, what is it that you're trying to do? And if it relates to whatever the core or key things are that the CEO of your business is driving, you know, that's what the IT strategy and all the projects and investment has to relate to. And if it doesn't, you're really not going to find anything but more of a, I think, a back office view to the world. And then, of course, you know, I think being bold in some of these things, because, you know what, with that view that at least I know we have in Diageo, and I know all of you probably have in your business, of what's happening from end to end, you know, really use that to your advantage. And really call out some of the things that you see. That's going to make, I think, the biggest difference, you know, in being successful and being the best leader that you can be